from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Vintage Network.
Psalm Tone 6 and 7, and some more good news to share on our 99th episode of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Right now. Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Episode 99. And now, a man who's just 1 centimeter short of a meter, Seamus O'Reilly.
I think.
Let's party! Hello there, Seamus here. I've got good news. I've got good news.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Ay, ay, ay. Anywho, hello and welcome. Ego sum Brianis Michaelis Pagina, the real host of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. We are in the 26th week of Ordinary Time, the 18th week after Pentecost, and our 99th episode. And yes, we do have some good news. First, the Red Sox are the American League Eastern Division champions for the first time since 1995. Also, in just 3 short weeks, Rhode Island will have a second church where one can attend the extraordinary form of Holy Mass. That church is the Church of St. Leo the Great in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Yes, that is the city that all you out-of-staters, and I can tell you're a typical out-of-stater now. You don't have to sound like a redneck for me to tell you an out-of-stater. Pawtucket is the only city that almost every out-of-stater mispronounces. If you hear someone pronounce it the way it's spelled, Pawtucket, you know that person's an out-of-stater. Here in Rhode Island, it's Pawtucket. Simple as that. Now, in Massachusetts, they have a similar pronunciation problem, you see. Now, to the north of Boston, or Boston, depending on how close to Boston you really are, is a city called Peabody. Now, it's spelt Peabody, P-E-A-B-O-D-Y. Now, of course, it's not Peabody like in Mr. Peabody, like you'd see in all those old Bullwinkle cartoons. It's Peabody. But anyways, getting back to the extraordinary form of Holy Mass in Rhode Island. St. Leo the Great in Pawtucket will be celebrating the extraordinary form of the Mass on October 21st. It's a Sunday at 5 p.m. Now, the pastor there, and he's also going to be the celebrant for this extraordinary form, is Father Kevin Fassett, who was pastor at Holy Name of Jesus Church in Providence when I was the music director there. He's an excellent priest, pastor, friend, and employer. He says the extraordinary form with class. Holy Name, by the way, holds a weekly extraordinary form of the Mass every Sunday at 11 a.m. That's something they've been doing since 1993. St. Leo's extraordinary form, for now, will be on the third Sunday of each month for a year. From there, it will be evaluated, attendance and whatnot, and that will determine whether they decide to go beyond that year. I'm very optimistic that Father Fassett will do very well with the older Mass at St. Leo's, just as he did at Holy Name. Now, I know I mentioned this a couple of shows ago, but this Saturday, October 6th, podcaster extraordinaire Greg Willits will be coming to Holy Ghost to hold a rosary-making workshop. Greg, as you know, hosts the Rosary Army podcast with his wife Jennifer. The two also have a really cool video cast called That Catholic Show. If you haven't heard of either of these two casts, I highly urge you to check out the links that I'm going to leave in today's show notes for Rosary Army and That Catholic Show. And finally, some great news in the world of longevity. 80-year-old organist extraordinaire Norman Gingras is celebrating 50 years of service as organist and music director at St. Anne's Church in Fall River, Massachusetts, just over the border from our parish. And this guy still has it, folks. I've heard him play before. This guy still has it. He is really good. If you want a treat, go down and listen to Norman while you still can. The organ itself is a real treat. 81-rank electro-pneumatic instrument built in 1964 by Casavant Frères of St. Hyacinthe, Quebec. And this has displaced over a 3-manual console. Today we're going to go into a couple of more psalm tones, this time psalm tones 6 and 7. But first, gotta say hi to those jungle screeches, man. Let's say hi. Jungle Screechers. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Why, thank you, Jungle Screechers. Well, let's check our liturgical calendar here. Feast for the 26th week of Ordinary Time and the 18th week after Pentecost. And we'll start off with Monday, October 1st, in the extraordinary form, a commemoration of St. Remigius. And in the ordinary form, the memorial of St. Therese of the Child Jesus. Tuesday, in both forms, the guardian angels. In the extraordinary form, third class, and in the ordinary form, obligatory memorial. Now, Wednesday, in the extraordinary form, third class, St. Therese of the Child Jesus, which is celebrated Monday in the ordinary form. It's Wednesday in the extraordinary. And in the ordinary form for Wednesday, Feria. Thursday, the 4th, in the extraordinary form, third class, and in the ordinary form as a memorial, St. Francis of Assisi. Friday, the 5th, in the extraordinary form, the commemoration of St. Placid and his companions. And in the ordinary form, Feria. Saturday the 6th, in the extraordinary form, third class, St. Bruno. In the ordinary form, three optional memorials. Three of them. One, St. Bruno. Two, Blessed Marie Rose de Roche. And three, the Blessed Virgin Mary on Saturday. And now finally, this Sunday coming, October 7th. In the extraordinary form, 19th Sunday after Pentecost, and in the ordinary form, 27th Sunday of Ordinary Time. Don't forget to check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org, for great stories on these and other great saints.
And what we have done, and what we're going to do.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of In What We Have Done, and In What We Are Going to Do. And today we have one list of each. We have
what we have done
for the 26th Sunday of Ordinary Time, this Sunday just passed, and
what we're going to do
for the 27th Sunday of Ordinary Time, forthcoming. So let's start with
what we have done.
Last Sunday's list consists of a double shot of Father Faber. Two hymn texts by Father Fred Faber. We are going to play both of them within this list. And here's the first of them. Right now.
Now.
And there you go, the first of our Frederick Faber double shot. There's a wideness in God's mercy. Yes, text written by Frederick Faber. The tune In Babylone, a Dutch tune dating back to 1710. This was our introit hymn for the weekend. The song Gloria was the Gloria de Angelis. Matter of fact, the song Ordinary the Mass for the Liturgy of the Eucharist was from the Jubilate Deo setting, which the Gloria de Angelis also is as well. Praise the Lord, my soul, with Psalm 146 was the responsorial psalm for the day. The antiphon by Richard Prue, the verse setting by Joseph Gelineau. The mode 6, Alleluia, was used just before the gospel, and we did the verse to Psalm tone 6F, and we'll be doing Psalm tone 6 shortly. Our offertory was Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, text by Henry Francis Slate, based on Psalm 103, tune Lauda Anima by John Goss, the Lord's Prayer, the chant in English. Now, for the 4:30 Mass on Saturday and the 7:30 Mass on Sunday, the communion was, Lord, you give the Great Commission. And during communion for the 10 o'clock Mass, the choir sang O Sacrum Convivium, text by Thomas Aquinas. And I have a translation for you. O sacred banquet in which Christ is received, the memory of his passion renewed, the mind is filled with grace, and a pledge of his future glory given to us. Alleluia. The tune is by Roberto Raimondi. And here is the second of our double shot of Father Faber. There it is, the other half of our double shot. Fred Faber's text, Faith of Our Fathers, Living Still. The tune, St. Catherine, written by Henry G. Hemme and adapted by James Walton. And now, time for...
What we're going to do.
For the 27th Sunday of Ordinary Time. One little note. The Mass for this Saturday, the 4:30 Mass, will be followed immediately by a Marian procession. So, this is our order of music for all the Masses, okay? This is the music that you'll be hearing at all the Masses, no matter what. Opening hymn, I Sing the Mighty Power of God, the tune Elecombi. Gloria de Angelis, of course. The psalm, If Today You Hear His Voice, with Psalm 95, set by Alex Pelequin. The Alleluia by Gregory Murray. The Offertory, Lord of All Hopefulness, the tune Slain. Community Mass by Richard Prue, the Lord's Prayer chanted in English. And now for the stuff we'll be doing unique for Saturday, the Communion for Saturday, The Worship of God in Nature by Beethoven. And now during the Marian procession, you'll be hearing the ever popular Fatima Ave and the Ave Maria / As I Kneel Before You by Maria Parkinson. That, by the way, you'll also hear as a meditation on Sunday. During communion on Sunday, Lord, who at thy first Eucharist did pray, and the closing hymn on Sunday, Now thank we all our God, or in German, Nun danket alle Gott. And we will be back.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers. Each week on Catholic Rockers, you'll find the best in Catholic rock and roll today. Groups such as Critical Mass, Cheer Up Charlie, Chris Padgett, Joe Hahn, Kaylee Rain, Plain Jane, Popple, Cross Pollen, Ryan Myers, Backyard Galaxy, and much more. We'll have music, interviews, and maybe a little bit of fun. Join us on Catholic Rockers.
Don't do this at church.
Welcome to the iPadre Catholic Podcast. Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. The iPadre Catholic Podcast. www.ipadre.net.
Guess what? We are now into part 4 of our series on psalm tones. On week 1, we broke down the psalm tone for you and did different versions of psalm tone 1. I think it was like 10 endings or something like that. We had the psalm tone 1. On week 2, we demystified psalm tones 2 and 3. And then last week, week 3, we ran through psalm tones 4 and 5. And now today, week 4, we're going to take you on to 2 more psalm tones. Psalm tone 6 and Psalm tone 7. Let's start with Psalm tone 6. Psalm tone 6 has only one ending, which is Psalm tone 6F. However, Psalm tone 6 also has 3 medians. Let's take a look at the communion in Latin from the Gregorian Missal for this Sunday just past. That is the 26th Sunday of Ordinary Time.
Memento verbitui servo tuo Domine, in quo mihi spende disti, hec me consolata est in humilitate mea.
Okay, now what you heard, that was the first of the medians. Now if you notice, that first median starts off just like Psalm tone 1, but has a much different ending. Now, this second mediant is the one that I use most often with this psalm tone. I use this tone for the Alleluia verse when I'm using the mode 6 Alleluia. You know, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And then what I do is that note, that last note, is the first note of the intonation of the psalm tone. Ha! So let's try the second mediant.
Memento verbitui servo tuo Domine. In quomi hispem de disti. Hec me consolata est in humilitate mea.
And now, here we have the third of the three medians. However, I'm going to use the second of the two communion options in English from the Roman Missal for the same feast, 26th Sunday of Ordinary Time.
This is how we know what love is. Christ gave up his life for us, and we too must give up our lives for our brothers.
And there you go, your three medians of Psalm Tone 6. Now let's go to Psalm Tone 7. Psalm Tone 7 has only one median, but has five terminations or final cadences. There is Psalm Tone 7a, 7b, 7c, 7c2, and 7d. Now, using the Latin communion from the Gregorian Missal once again, here are the five renditions of Psalm Tone 7. We'll start with 7a.
Memento verbi tui servo tuo domine, in quomi hispem de disti, hec me consolata est in humilitate mea.
Okay, so now you have 7a. Now here's 7b.
Memento verbi tui servo tuo domine, in quomi hispem de disti, hec me consolata est in humilitate mea.
Now, 7c. First of all, between 7a and 7b, okay, in 7a, you notice that that very last note of that slur in 7a was dropped for 7b. So now in 7c, that ending note in 7b is going to slur up. Unlike 7a where it's slurred down, this one's going to slur up. Watch.
Memento verbi tui servo tuo domine, in quomi hispem de disti, hec me consolata est in humilitate mea.
Okay, now Psalm Tone 7c2, okay, takes that slur a little different. The ending note is the same, but instead of the slur coming from below that note, it's going to come from above it. Observe.
Memento verbi tui servo tuo domine, in quomi hispem de disti, hec me consolata est in humilitate mea.
And finally, Psalm Tone 7d. Psalm Tone 7d is like the first version of 7c. However, the slur is a little bit different. The slur, instead of going up one note, it actually goes up two.
Memento verbi tui servo tuo domine, in quomi hispem de disti, hec me consolata est in humilitate mea.
And there you go. Psalm Tone 6, three medians, one ending. Psalm Tone 7, one median, five endings. Next week, of course, we have our centennial party. The following week, which will be show 101, we'll finish off with Psalm Tone 8 and also the so-called wandering tone, Tonus Peregrinus. And now here is Paul Lisney, and he has a song about a saint whose feast we just recently celebrated. Paul Lisney, folks.
Protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. And may God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Saint Michael, the archangel, who is like unto
Paul Lisney and his lovely little track there, Saint Michael. And that basically is the prayer to Saint Michael. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Not only is Saint Michael my personal patron, my middle name is after him, but his feast was actually just last Saturday, along with his cohorts, Gabriel and Raphael, all archangels. Paul Lisney, courtesy of podsafemusic.podshow.com, and you can check out his site imagesofheaven.org/index/lisney.html. We'll leave that link on the show notes. Crystals Vintage presents Crystals Vintage Sports. And here are your snarky sportscasters, Brian and Seamus. And today's edition of Crystals Vintage Sports is brought to you by the Miller Beer Boycott.
Yeah, most of the sports shows have beer for their sponsors. We have beer boycotts.
Yeah, don't matter to me. I don't drink anyways.
I do.
Well, tell our listeners something they don't know, will you? Hey, what do you drink for beer anyways?
Whatever I can get my hands on. When I have the time, however, I make my own.
Yeah, kind of like the recipe, huh?
Yeah, my own recipe.
You ever watch those old reruns of the Waltons?
Never heard of them.
Yeah, there's like these two little old ladies. They're not the main characters, but neighbors of the main characters. Something like that. Well, sure enough, they'd be making the moonshine, right? Right around the tail end of the Prohibition era. You know, a little before World War II. And they simply called it the recipe. Theirs was whiskey. Yours is beer. Not much difference.
Yeah, and a few other set ingredients too harsh to say on a digital air.
Yeah, don't go there, Seamus, will you? Anyways, We'll let you call off the Bishops in Sports Major League Baseball playoff race for 2007. How's that sound?
That's easy enough. There's what, four matchups, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. First, the American League East champs, the O'Malley Red Sox. That's Archbishop Sean O'Malley, by the way, not my buddy Fergus. We'll take on the American League West champs, the Brown Angels. Now notice, this isn't the Mahoney Angels. They call themselves the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim for a reason, which I think is a joke. It's about as bad as singing Gentlewoman during a rosary instead of the Salve Regina. They want to be called the Los Angeles Angels, but they moved their home field to Anaheim some decades ago. And Anaheim is in Bishop Brown's Diocese of Orange. Next, we have the American League Central champs, the Lennon Indians. That's Bishop Richard Lennon and not the late John Lennon. And they're taking on the Eagan Yankees. And yes, the Bronx is one of Cardinal Egan's boroughs. The Mets, on the other hand, make their home in Flushing, which is in the borough of Brooklyn, which is Bishop DiMaggio's turf. Speaking of Bishop DiMaggio, his Mets blew it in the last few games. And it will not be the Mets, but the Regali Phillies, who are the National League East champs and making the playoffs. They will be taking on, surprise, surprise, not the Brown Padres, but the Chappett Rockies. The Padres and Rockies finished the season in a tie for the wildcard spot, as well as second place in the National League West. And they played a tiebreaker on Monday in Coors Field. Hey, it's a beer field. Woohoo! And after 9 innings, guess what? That was tied 6-6. So the Rockies finally won in the 13th inning by a score of 9-8. So it will be Regali and Chappett squaring off in the NLDS. Finally, the National League West champion, the Olmsted Diamondbacks, will take on the National League Central champs, the George Cubs. The Cubbies, as you well know, will be looking to reverse a curse that goes even longer than what the Red Sox had going. Now, if you remember in 2004, the Red Sox won the World Series for the first time since 1918. Well, the Cubs haven't won one since 1908. And have not won a National League pennant since 1945. This is the first time since then that they've won a pennant. On another note, it's been decades since a good number of parishes have last used Gregorian chants, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think you're right, Seamus.
Crystal's Vintured.
Lucky music and fun. That's us.
Hey, guess what I just finished doing? I just went over to Disciples with Microphones, and I cast my vote for all of its member podcasts. Over 30 podcasts are now Disciples with Microphones members. Crystal's Vintured Anywhere, iPadre, Catholic Under the Hood, Weekly Roman Observer, St. Michael's RCIA, Catholic Rockers, and many more. We even have fresh new member podcasts such as Tupelo Catholic, The Catholic Hack, and Monster Cookies. And you know what they all have in common? They're all Catholic podcasts awaiting for you to do the same thing I just did. Cast my vote for each and every one of them. It doesn't matter who wins each month. It just matters that people actually know that there is lots of good Catholic podcasting to go around. Yeah, you'll have to answer over 30 emails once you're done and verify your vote. But that 5 minutes of your time it takes is well worth it. Even more worth it than that 15 minutes that you spend with that phone call with Geico. So please, don't forget our friends over at
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal: to live the new evangelization. Bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the Weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willett.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian Noe from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dick Loris, and welcome to Going Four. This is your host, George Lee.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training.
podcasting for purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
DisciplesWithMicrophones.org. Baptize your earbuds.
Also, our usual reminder, don't forget to vote at the Blogger's Choice Awards if you haven't yet. Christos Vincit the Blog is running in the Best Religion Blog category. Christos Vincit Anywhere is running in the Best Podcast category. Yeah, our votes are down there, but we haven't given up. There are about 4 or 5 weeks left. The awards will be given out on November 10th. Also, don't forget, just yesterday we started a new month at Podcast Alley. Don't forget, next week is show number 100. Yes, the Christos Vincit Anywhere Centennial. Better still, here's our new name for it. The Christos Vincit Anywhere Centennial Snarktoberfest. If you have a snarky little idea as to what kind of snarky mischief we can snark off, drop us a snark line on our snark message boards. There's a thread opened up on the boards specifically for that purpose. Links to the boards will be in our show notes. I want to thank you all for joining me today. Tune in again next week for our Christos Vincit Anywhere Centennial Snarktoberfest. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Unus, duo, tres, cuatro.
Anywhere. Anywhere.
Vincit Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and oh yeah, the Christos Vincit Network.
Made on a crappy PC.